go read. You guys want to stay up here with me? And you can all be disciples right here.
This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves.
Jesus said to them,
They need not go away. You give them something to eat.
They replied,
We have nothing but 5 loaves and 2 fish.
And he said,
Bring them here to me.
Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children.
I've never used one of these before. Can you all hear this? Yes. All right. A miracle, right? Woo! I'm a scientist, and miracles make me a little uncomfortable. I hold my beliefs about God as the source of all things that are good, and the Spirit as, you know, the beginnings of life and grace, and Jesus as where the place where us sort of oblivious humans can look to Christ and learn about God and the Spirit and love, kind of a Cliff's Notes version, if you will. So I'm good with that in my beliefs. But miracles, I'm not so sure about. Now, Jesus, he had his disciples pass around this little amount, this donation of food, and the bread just kept coming, and more appear like magic. And there's that word, right? Now, it could have happened like that, because we're talking about God here, right? And I don't feel the need to really know all the details. Okay? And it happened a long time ago, and I believe amazing things are happening. We know something amazing happened because if I've got this right, I'm gonna look over here. This is the only miracle that appears in all 4 Gospels. That's what I heard. The only one. So that tells me something amazing had to have happened. All the versions are a little different, so we just have to go with not knowing the details, but realizing something cool. So we did have this story appear in the Sunday school curriculum about a month ago, and so I started thinking about where I had come across a story where something amazing happened and many people were fed. And I found a version of Stone Soup that I read to Elizabeth's class. And in this story, were you listening? Right? Okay. The fox was our star in this case, and he was not a magician. Right? He didn't do any magic. He also, I think he asked for water, and he didn't ask for anything else. So he didn't do any magic, but something amazing happened, and I don't think anybody suspected or actually saw the little miracle that occurred. But many were fed in this way. The version that I read the students over there in Sunday school, it was about this three monks, and similarly they approached, and it was a village that got, sort of gone sour with selfishness, and everybody shut their doors. And in the end, it was a child who was curious, who was the first one to bring a handful of herbs to offer, and then was an example to everybody else, and eventually inspired a whole community. And that led to a feast, and the feast led to this community feel that they hadn't experienced in a really long time. It's beautiful pictures. You should look it up someday. But in our children's Bible, it was also a child who brought something forth in the first place. And maybe that's how it happened. What I appreciate is that when I see these examples of many being fed in this more subtle way, I realize, okay, this is good. I don't have to believe in magic for a miracle to have occurred. And like I said, maybe it was as simple as laying on of hands, and the loaves just kept coming, because we hear about other stories like that in the Bible. And I can't picture how it happens. And in the scientist in me, I want to know how. So I like this other version that's a little bit more like stone soup. But whatever happened, I'm not saying that nothing amazing happened this day so long ago. I'm sure that God was there. Because if you think about it, the messages from Jesus all the time are about being good to each other. And I feel like during his time on earth, he was preparing us to carry on the work of God. You know, Christ was always saying, be God for each other, right? And so this miracle, I feel like it was a case where the hand of God was hidden. And it was still there, but the real miracle, maybe it was a miracle of God's love shared amongst many. And in that way, the few became a feast, right? So here's my stone. That's my offering today.
Broth is good. Food is good, right? Yeah. People like. Do y'all like food?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the people at the food shelf would like some broth. Yeah, that's a good donation.
Nice soup,
then. I do have a little more. Broth. I think that wasn't quite enough. We'll add a little more broth.
That's good for you too.
Yeah, that'd be a good meal for him. I was just doing my grocery shopping, and I figured, you know, I'd get him some broth, and I thought, well, maybe I should get, you know, something a little different. So I found a box of broth. So we have a can of broth and a box of broth, and then, like, well, one more can, because I just felt like, there. And we have a stone. So now that will be a really good meal for the people who need something to eat, right? You think?
That's
you don't think they'll like broth?
You might need some pepper to go with that.
Pepper, that would be a good addition to our meal. Yeah.
Yeah. That's feeding a little extra spice.
All right. That'll be good.
No.
No?
No. There's not much nutrition there yet. I think we need some vegetables to go with the broth.
Oh, vegetables would be good.
Spice.
Yeah. So we can make like a vegetable soup.
Yeah, vegetable soup.
Yeah. All right. Oh, you have some vegetables too? Ooh, all right. We've got carrots and corn and green beans. Yeah, now it's starting to look like a... Oh, yeah.
Some grains.
Some grains. That'll fill things out. Expand the stomach a little.
Probably going to need some protein.
Oh.
Some beans and some chicken.
Excellent.
All this.
Yeah.
Balance.
Throw them in there somewhere.
How about something good. A little more than just soup? Something that could be on the side.
Oh. We could have some peaches on the side. Yeah, I wonder if there's anything else we could have on the side of our soup.
Well, more than that, I got some crackers here. Oh.
Oh,
hey, me too.
That's more like a meal then.
Mine has chicken in it.
Mine's flatbread crisps. It looks delicious. You could dip it in the soup.
All right. Well, now it's starting to look more like a. Oh, we got to have dessert. Oh. Well, that looks a whole lot more like a meal, doesn't it? Do we have anything else that we're forgetting to add to our meal? Make sure we get everybody. I was going to make a list of what we handed out. So, again, you've heard it a bunch of times now. If we all pitch together, we can make something great. Next month is Food Shelf Month, Minnesota Food Share. We're going to pass out these bags at the end today. And I think we haven't asked the kids yet, but hopefully the kids will help us pass these bags out as you're leaving today. And there's a little note on there. It says, bring home this grocery bag. Return it March 1st, filled with groceries. We will donate all food collected to our local food shelf. We are challenging this congregation to return at least 50% of these bags with food items in multiples of fives and twos. For example, 5 cans, 2 boxes, in honor of the 5,000 Jesus fed with 5 loaves and 2 fish. So that is your mission for March Food Share Month. But you can bring it in early, right? It says on March 1st.
After we move
sanctuary. Not next Sunday. If you're not going to be here March 1st, bring it the week before. All right, so we've assembled one kind of meal here. I'd like to call our elders forth with one more thing to add to the table.
We don't need a glass of wine, so I'll probably...